Still stuck at the bottom after so many years? I have clients and students who have been in touch, buying stuff or courses since the beginning. That means about 10 years. There is a certain kinship between us. They look out for me, they consider me, in addition to be their teacher, they consider me someone they want to be well, want to live long, want to succeed. It is a very interesting experience for the teacher, because often the only thing that makes people listen is the authority the teacher has, by virtue of some achievement. So when they come to me with an idea to help me, I have to go through a process taming my ego that wants to stay at the upper position. I ultimately manage to say, they are doing this because they love me. Whether it is true or not, ego is willing to listen. I have had experiences like this that when I had some harsh or difficult things to say to, or ask of my students, if I managed to say, I do this because I love you, they are more willing to accept it and go with it. And God knows, I could use this move more often, but then, I guess, it would lose its power. But I digress. This morning I woke up to an email by one of my longtime clients I have had fights over the years because he hates to be told what to do. The email had a link and a note, "This guy is smart, and I think what he says can help you." Grr. Pride says, "I don't need help." Lol. But that is always only pride speaking. Not the truth. You can always use help. To nudge you in the right direction, to give you different perspective, to rekindle your motivation. Thousands of different ways. So I relented and watched the video. It was a business video, making money. I muscle tested the guy and his vibration is 200, not particularly high, but his IQ is 160. I signed up to his free course, and thus far I watched two of his videos. My ability to accurately get, my ability to accurately land what he says, to have a perfect match between what he says and what lands. I muscle tested and it was 30%. I can increase that by listening to the same video two more times. To be able to benefit from what he has, the first step is to get as much of what he says exactly how he says it. Not my interpretation of it, but straight, undiluted, straight up. Yesterday I measured, my student who is also my Friday podcast conversation partner gets 10% of what I say. She does that by insisting that we talk about something until she has a sense that she got it. She hates doing that in public, because her pride wants her to pretend that she gets everything right away. But I remind her as often as needed that her contribution to the buyers of that podcast is, the value of the podcast is that she forces me to break up, explain what is difficult to get in several different ways, with examples, so they can get it. The listeners. Do they? Now that is a different question, but let's muscle test, shall we? What she gets to a 10% degree, on average, the listeners of that same podcast, to what degree do people get it? Muscle test says, 7%. I have a student who, at my request, listens to a podcast three times. She manages to get 10% of it in three listenings. What is the reason for these different numbers? Really good question. What fills the space to 100% is confusion on one hand, and comparison, explanation, meaning, tree of life stuff. What? Okay. Tree of life is the stuff that is stored in the mind. Like a library. Masquerades as knowledge, but is really second-hand knowledge. So when information, data comes in our case through an audio, somebody is speaking, a portion of that data comes in and is processed by the brain, not the mind, and another portion of it is explained and absorbed by the mind, rendering it inaccurate and useless. And if there is confusion unresolved, the willingness to experience it being very low, all subsequent data is denied access. Now, if my podcast partner listened to our podcast two times, she would be able to increase how much of the data is landing to 17%. Doing this every time, she would also increase the starting data landing number. And eventually she would be able to reach a respectable 20% reception rate. She would have a bigger base of connecting data, and more synapses, a denser brain to work with the incoming data. Due to two factors. 1. Her emotion, pride, ego, would have less and less interference and allow her to experience confusion as of course, nothing wrong with that. So she doesn't start blocking the data. 2. The actual physical changes in the brain due to challenges. Why can't she get things on the level I get them? Eventually she can, if she works on it. 1. Reduce her emotional baggage with the homeopathic energies that are in my three flagship energy products, HO, Effortless Abundance, and Unconditional Love. 2. Practices connecting the dots that are all outside of her daily normal view. I.e. building a denser brain that has the physical ability to handle more and more data. What happens if and when you get less of what is being said due to insufficiency of synapses in your brain, and due to your unwiliness to use the brain instead of your mind? Also due to your low DLB. DLB, in this context, is your unwillingness to tolerate confusion, pain, and unwillingness to do anything that is hard. And lastly, your delusional view of yourself and the world, where you are supposed to get everything without work and effort, instantly. In my experience of the past 10 years, this last one is the biggest issue. If your worldview that says, I should already know that, I shouldn't have to invest any effort, work, process into getting anything, it should be instant. Until that changes, nothing else can change. In spite of using many different methods, I haven't been able to make a dent in that worldview. One reason is, it comes with a low IQ. So words don't make a difference. It also comes with low ambition, low motive power, and high, irrationally high, delusionally high desire. My hope is that the energies, the homeopathic energies, can do the work. Source says yes. But I am yet to see any results. Although many healing modalities that work create the opposite result first. And that is a good sign. In fact, all the 202 energies in the system are known to cause healing crisis, meaning a definite drop in exactly what the energies are supposed to do. If you understand how energies behave, this is a natural phenomenon, and a good sign. It shows that the energy input found its opponent and engages with it. Through the engagement, eventually it will first weaken the opponent, and then weaken enough so the symptoms of that energy will be insignificant. So what can block the energy from doing its work? Strong positive thinking. One of my students, from California, engages in high-minded positive thinking to make her ego feel good. That activity blocks and disables this process. Unfortunately, I don't have an energy against positive thinking. Do I need one? Hell yes. I am going to spend today as much time as I can to convene with Source to engineer an energy that can do exactly that. My hunch is that many of the unsuccessful, unhappy people who turn to me carry this virus of positive thinking, and that is what blocks them from success and happiness. So it is urgent. I am asking Source, can an energy like that be developed? Yes. Would you do that with me? Yes. So as soon as the energy is ready, I'll let you know. In the meantime, if you in need of help, work on whipping up your desire for change. Another thing you can do, sign up to my Friday podcast and use it to grow your foundation, to make your brain denser. The same person who sent me the link this morning is struggling with the idea of consistency. I found that of the two ways to know what something is, definition and distinction, distinction or distinguishing is the more effective and more accurate way. In definition, you want to find everything that fits into the box of definition. In distinguishing, you want to find everything that is outside of that box. Definition leads to an additive way of changing something. But science and experiments prove that it is not effective. For example, if you want to change blue water, blue because of blue dye, to white, you can continue adding more water. And you can empty the ocean and the water is still going to be blue. No matter how much clear water you add, you won't get to the result you want. The distinguishing way is the straight and narrow. You take out the dye. And you are done. By distinguishing, you find out all the ways something isn't. And attend to those. So if my student wants to be consistent, his focus needs to be on what is not consistent. Among others, all the hasty, out of the blue, excitement-seeking, ad hoc ways he wants to experience the high of his brilliance. And to the degree that he can remove that, to the degree he can move away from the life lack of consistency gives him, no achievement, no extrinsic value, no respect, no self-love. Counterintuitive, right? As you can see, this work is all counterintuitive. Or more precisely said, counter-tree of knowledge. The truth value of this article is 91% as opposed to the tree of knowledge articles on the World Wide Web, 7%, including famous dudes and dudettes stuff. Okay, so what should you do in the meantime? Until that magical energy gets created to take you out of the matrix and into reality where you can be effective? Signing up to the Distinctions podcast, aka the Friday podcast with Bonnie and me, is a great way to test your growth. First, find out where you are at. And then track your growth once you get the energies. Without the energies, the calls may be entertaining. Or not. Unless your vibration is up there, your intelligence is up there. This podcast will go way above your head. Okay, enough said. Time to do something. Distinctions podcast on Fridays. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/new-podcast. P.S. I know this doesn't belong to the topic. At least not directly. But this is an amazing video. That talks about something I want you to know about. Because, whether it will be clear after one viewing or not, is about the takeaway technique or philosophy I teach.